This podcast is brought to you by Medical Plastics News, the leading voice in polymer innovation for the medical sector. To read more and to subscribe, visit medicalplasticsnews.com. Hello and welcome to this episode of the FemTech series on the MedTalk podcast, where we discuss the latest news and issues in life sciences. I'm Olivia Freit, the editor of Medical Plastics News, and today I'm joined by Louis Chung, CEO of Ablatus Therapeutics, where we will discuss the effect fibroids has on women and how this can be treated using ablation therapy. So Louis, could you please tell us about Ablatus and the LUNA treatment?
Yes, absolutely. Ablatus is a diverse women-led medtech company based in Cambridge. So we've developed a patented enhanced radio frequency ablation technology. I know that's a bit mouthful, but what it really means is the use of radio waves to generate heat, and we use that heat to destroy soft tissues. So like barbecue, if you like. LUNA treatment is built on this enhanced ablation technology focused on treating fibroids. And fibroids are tumors that grow in the womb.
And how many women are affected by fibroids?
So actually, an alarming up to 80% of women are affected by fibroids, and up to half of them will actually develop symptomatic fibroids that could result in very painful, long and heavy periods. So that could be up to 21 days per month, for instance. And that could obviously have a severe impact on a woman's fertility, on their productivity and quality of life.
So how would somebody get fibroids? Is there preventative measures that a woman can do herself?
So at the moment, the causes of fibroids are still being investigated. But, you know, fibroids actually is associated with, I think, different ethnicities actually tend to have a different predisposition to fibroids. So with women of African Caribbean descent actually have, you know, up to 80% of them will develop fibroids. And statistics have shown that actually up to 60% of them could develop fibroids by the age of 35. So that's clearly during, you know, the period of childbearing, right? So that's just horrendous. And actually, fibroids affect up to 70% of white women by the age of 50. So, yeah, there's some sort of genetic component to that. So I think there's still research going on about fibroids and what are the causes.
And what are the current treatment options for fibroids?
So the current treatment options for fibroids include contraceptive pills or hormone pills, but these are mainly just to manage the symptoms caused by these fibroids. So you don't treat the fibroids or remove them directly. So in a sense, it's really not long term, and it's also not suitable for women wishing to build a family, as you could imagine. So the current gold standard for treating fibroid is actually open surgery. So that involves removing part of or the entire uterus through procedures like myomectomy or hysterectomy. And as you can imagine, with these open surgeries, clearly invasive and not fertility preserving, in the sense that you'll be losing your uterus altogether. Another option would be embolization, which is effectively the removal of oxygen supply to these fibroids, allowing them to die slowly over months. And that could take up to about 9 months before the symptoms disappear. Again, for some women, this could really delay their pregnancy plans as well. But recently, there's also the introduction of ablation treatment, which is basically directly killing off these fibroids through the use of radio frequency waves.
How could the LUNA treatment help women with fibroids?
So the LUNA treatment could help women with fibroids by basically providing them with a new treatment option that is minimally invasive. So in the sense that it does not require open surgery or even incisions to the abdomen to reach these fibroids. LUNA treatment is also designed to be fertility preserving. So in the sense that we don't remove any part of the uterus as involved in open surgeries like myomectomy or hysterectomy. And it's not just about treating the symptoms like the pills, but it's a longer term solution. And finally, LUNA is also unique in a sense that it's designed to be more inclusive. So it's actually designed with patients to address the differences across their uterine anatomies so that more women could be eligible for this procedure.
With that in mind, is it like a bespoke thing? Like, can it be made to be different for each woman?
So we wouldn't say that we'll be making it specifically for each woman, but we will take into consideration for the different anatomical variants and requirements to reach these hard-to-reach fibroids in the design of our probe to actually reach these fibroids through the cervix. So in a sense, that it's not just a straight probe, it would be steerable to reach these fibroids.
Right, okay. And what stage is the product currently in terms of being brought to market?
So actually, we're in the final milestone of our product development, and we're just a few years away from the market.
Amazing. There has actually been a spike in startup women's health or femtech companies. Why do you think this is only just becoming a popular industry when women have needed it for centuries?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it's becoming more popular now clearly there's increasing awareness and recognition with greater education, but also the spread of news through social media as well. And I think the numbers, right, staring in our faces, that the gender gap in healthcare is just highly underserved with profound impact on billions of lives. And in fact, more recently, I think McKinsey and World Economic Forum have also collaborated and released a report saying that addressing this gap could be a $1 trillion economy.
Do you have any advice for femtech startups?
Yes, I would say, you know, it's really difficult right now, but please do keep going because what you're fighting for is going to be worth it. And thank you for doing that.
And I've actually noticed that you've launched a crowdfunding campaign. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So yes, we are currently actively crowdfunding to really close our round as soon as possible so that we could complete our product development and race to the market. And as such, you know, we've invited the crowd to join us as we see them as a critical partner to bringing Luna to market. I mean, we're all likely to know of someone who has fibroids, even though not everyone talks about it in public. But actually investing in a better treatment option for the new generation is not only impactful, but also a smart investment to shape the future of women's health, which we know is highly underserved. I think I saw somewhere that on the web that we all came from women's health, so let's make it better together.
Oh, I love that.
This episode of the MedTalk podcast is brought to you by MedTech Innovation Expo, the UK and Ireland's leading event for medical device manufacturing. Save the date for MedTech Innovation Expo 2024, taking place on the 5th and 6th of June at the NEC in Birmingham. For more information, please visit www.medtechexpo.com.
I know that you said that not a lot of women like to talk about it. I have noticed that there is a lot of stigma when it comes to certain women's health scenarios. Do you think this is because of a lack of representation of women across life sciences?
Yes, I think, you know, that lack of representation really doesn't help, right? I mean, women tend to just keep it to themselves. But usually what I notice is that every time after I pitched to a room about the uterus, mainly the room will be filled with men, decision makers. And then a few of them will come up to me and say, actually, I have this issue, or actually, my mom has this issue. Actually, my daughter has this issue. So people don't really talk about it. I think there's definitely a stigma around talking about their uterine health, about women's health. But, you know, I believe that with more women representation moving forwards, that would really make a difference.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, talking about the future, what would you like to see changing within the next 5 to 10 years for women's health?
I think you could already guess my answer. I would really like to see more representation of women and diversity, really, in terms of their backgrounds, their perspectives, you know, across, you know, the industry, right? From all the way from clinical trial participants to decision makers at the policy and funding level. Because I do think that, you know, women representing the interests of women makes sense. It's natural, right? It's also so that we could play a role in actually making the future more inclusive and equitable. I'd also like to see more funding and support, really, to build the next generation of leaders and innovations so that we could really address this gender gap that we see in healthcare, and above all, really have a better quality of lives for billions of women. And let's make it happen together.
Okay, amazing. Thank you, Louis. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Actually, Olivia, that's all I've got.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.